Ja, guten Woche. Wir sind Kufain Aleph Siv Gimel. Geschmack Ramah. I guess we have to move on. We can't stay here forever. But there's a lot of good stuff here. It's Geschmack. I guess I'll throw in one more thing and then we'll try to finish the Ramah. The Ramah over here says a case that there were four Shutfim and two had Kedei Chalukah and two didn't have Kedei Chalukah. So the two who do have Kedei Chalukah could opt out and tell the two that don't have a dekaluka, stay in together, and between the two of you, you'll have enough to make it. You'll have enough to have a dekaluka, betzir, both of you together. That's a Ramah's case. Hu adin, it will be, is even if, let's say you had three people who had kedekaluka, and one person didn't have kedekaluka, but one of the three is willing to stay in the partnership, you'll have the same halakha. The two could opt out, and that one will stay in with the Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, so he'll, together they'll have enough to make it work. They'll have Kedei Chalukah together. No, it means, even though, I'm not saying it's a Chiddush, but that Luchari is, even the Ramah says two and two, that means they could circumvent it. They could cause it to happen. They could get together and convince one of the Kedei Chalukahs, do me a favor, stay in so I can leave. You stay in with that guy and I'll be able to get out and that guy can't complain. Even though he's a Kedei Chalukah. I gave him someone to stay with that together they have Kedei Chalukah. So every item is different. Let's call it Dalaramas or Dalaramas by a chotzer. Every item is different. The house has one shear, gina, another shear, like the Machabe said. Now, that's l'chayu what the sma means to say. The sma says that when there's a standstill, if one of the Ein Bo Kedei Chalukahs has a good reason to leave, and now he has the right to leave, so they have three wanting to leave, and one left staying there with Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, the Sma says, that's it. They could be ma'ak of the Chalukah, you can't be chaylik b'chay gavna, because then you're leaving one guy stranded alone, with an Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. And he says, what are you going to have to do? He says, tzrichin la'aseis pshara b'nein, oy lishar kulam b'shutfes. Either all of them have to remain mishum ravi because of the fourth guy, or they'll make a pshara between them. What's the pshara between them? L'chay, this is what he means to say, is that these three guys who want to leave, they'll be mafasha, two of them will pay off the third, do me a favor, stay in the shutfes with this guy, so we could leave. That's l'chay what he means to say. That's the pshara they'll make. They'll do a compromise to keep one of the three in, together with that last guy who has Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. All right, let's move on. Let's finish up the Ramah. The Ramah has one more halakha here. It's on the next page. The Ramah says like this: Shloisha, there were three shahayu shutfin bevayis. There were three of them who are shutfin in a house. Lishnayim, two out of the three. Hayulen kedei chalukah. Two out of the three. Let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Had kedei chalukah. Ula echad, and to the third, let's call him Levi, Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. So in that case, if they would want to divide right now, two would want to leave, Reuven and Shimon would want to leave, they can't do it, Levi could stop them, because he's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. And then what happened? V'kana echad min ashnayim, and one of the two who have Kedei Chalukah, let's call him Shimon went ahead and bought chelko shel echad she'ein le Kedei Chalukah, and bought the chelik of Levi. So now you're left with only two partners in the Shutfis. You have Reuven and Shimon. There used to be a Levi Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, but he was bought out. Shimon bought him out. So now you're left with just Reuven and Shimon. And now Reuven wants to be Chaylik. And Shimon says, no, you can't be Chaylik. So Reuven says, what do you mean I can't be Chaylik? You have plenty. You have two Chalukim now. You have your own Chaylik, which is enough. And you have Levi's Chaylik. So good, so you have plenty. What's the problem? Shimon says, yeah, but Levi Chelik alone is a name by Kedei Chalukah. And had you tried to pull this off to try to make a Chalukah when it was by Levi, Levi had the ability to stop you. And I bought Levi's Chelik, so I should also have the ability to stop you. I should also have the ability to stop you. Levi had the ability to stop you, so I could also stop you. Zaktam Ramah, Ein Yachalavata Chalukah, it's not a good taina. Even though Levi had the ability to be Chelik, because he didn't have Kedei Chalukah. But you, Shimon, you have plenty. You have your own Chelik, plus Levi's Chelik. You have plenty. No problem. I have the right to be Chelik. That's what the Ramah says. Coming from Mordechai, that's the halacha in the Ramah. So you have case was that the Ma says with three shutvim, two had kedei chalukah and one didn't. What would be a similar case? We have three shutvim and only one has kedei chalukah. Only Reuven has kedei chalukah, and you have Shimon and Levi who both don't have kedei chalukah. And then Shimon buys out Levi's chalik. And now together, the two chalukim together are kedei chalukah. What would be the halacha then? Reuven say, I want to out, and Shimon would say, no, you have no right to leave. Hein mitzad my chelik, you have no right to leave, because my chelik is named kedei chalukah, and hein mitzad the chelik that I bought from Levi, you shouldn't have a right to leave. What would be in that case? So the Ramah says, you can't taina that you're coming machmas to Rishon that you can't taina. But what would be, could Shimon himself say, I want out, I want to stop you. Mitzad my chelik alone is named kedei chalukah, I should have the ability to stop you. Sorry? Oh, so Teretz is, because right now he has kedei chalukah. Well, that he's taking over his position, mamacha rishon l'sheni. Oh, that's the chiddush. That is the chiddush. That you could, that you say, no, tough luck. That's not considered a schus that Yena had. It was just a metzias. He was aimed by kedei chalukah, but now you have enough. But I'm asking you, what would be in this case?
What would be if there wouldn't be enough to plant on each shutev? You couldn't hire a guy for a day.
Right.
And then, something changed.
Then in the Kama, you go Basa now.
Okay, so,
right, correct. And that's one of the Kedushim, by the way, they bring this from Azariah, that in such a case, if anything was Nishtana, that you go Basa now, not Basa Amol. That's one of the Kedushim of this Ramah, and the Kanami. Licked in this Ramah, that Kedush. You go, you look at now, right now, it's a Yeshbekadei Chalukah, then you can't stop me. So my Shiloh was a similar case, but my case was where Shimon himself also had Ein Bekadei Chalukah. So look, are you going to say the same halacha? So if it's the same, and I also agree with you, look, are you saying, look, right now you have Kedei Chalukah. Between your chalik and Levi's chalik, you have enough. So what's the problem? So I would say like you too. The question is, people ask, so why didn't Ramah say this case? This case is a bigger chedesh. That Shimon's chalik also was in Ein Bekadei Chalukah, and even in that case, Einu Yochel of Atal Chalukah. Why is Ramah only saying a case where Shimon Be'etzim has a Kedei Chalukah, and he's only trying to stop at Machmas Levi's chalik? So that we say, no, you don't go Basa Levi's chalik. Right? The Ramah should have said, the Maisa Shoya Kachai. Okay, and the Ramah just quoted the Maisa Shoya. Okay.
It could be a why is his bias? Also, why is Ramah picking up bias?
That was the case, Maisa Shoya.
Again, the
Shoya. Right. Right. And oh, yeah, okay, but why didn't he adapt it to even a bigger Kiddush? But okay, fine. So I saw someone, Heintiger, asked the Shail and tried to spar from here, then in that case it will be Chaluk. And he doesn't really have a reason why, but he says, must be, because Ramah should have said that case. So I would like to suggest, Rabbi Yisai, an ahapachu. Hold on to your seats. I would like to suggest that that case is so poshit, that Ramah doesn't even have to say it. It's only this case that's a chiddush. Why? Ready for this? The Ramah before just said that if you have four shutfim, and two won out, two have a kedei chalukah and two have no kedei chalukah, the two who have kedei chalukah one out, they could do it. Why? Because they could tell the two who are ain't of a kedei chalukah, remain in the partnership together, and between the two of you, you're good. Between the two of you, you'll have enough, right? Now, in that same Ramah, what would be if you had three that had a kedei chalukah, and one was the ain't of a kedei chalukah, and all three won it out? No, then if I had the ain't of a kedei chalukah, could stop them. Because you're leaving me high and dry, stranded alone, ain't of a kedei chalukah, you can't do that to me, right? So, but if I leave two guys in, then it's good, because the two together have the shear, right? That's the Ramah, the Mamish the Ramah right beforehand, right? That, now let's apply it to our case. Had our case been that Shimon's chalik alone would also be named by kedei chalukah, and Shimon would try to stop Reuven by saying, you know, Reuven, you can't pull out, because I am a named by kedei chalukah, and Levi, who I bought, is a named by kedei chalukah, so I could stop you twice. Reuven's going to leave him. You stop me twice, you can't even stop me once. Two, you stay together. You, Shimon, stay with yourself. You have your chalik, and you have Levi's chalik. The two of you stay together. And I could pull out. Madoch, if Shimon and Levi would be separate individuals, Reuven could pull out by saying that same shtickel. I want out, and the two of you to stay together. So now that Grada Shimon bought Levi, Koshikin, I could tell Shimon, stay together with yourself, and take you both chalok, and which ain't but chaluk and Evi, kadei chaluka. That's Doch Poshit. There wouldn't be any chiddush in this Ramah, because that we already had from the previous Ramah. The whole chiddush in Ramah was that Shimon's chelik was also a yesh bei kedei chalukah, And there's only one chelik Levi who's an ein begedei chalukah. So now let's play it out. Reuven says, I won out. So Shimon will play this game. Shimon will say, no, me mitzad atzmi, I also won out. So count me in, count me out, so to speak. I want my chelik also out. But you know, sorry, sir, I have Levi's chelik, ein begedei chalukah. And mitzad Levi, I want to stop you, because mamacharish and lesheni, because kushat of the other, Levi, had Levi been around, he could stop you. So I took over Levi's position, I should also be able to stop you mitzad Levi. No, you can't do that because that's not mamachavishim. It's no schus. That's not considered schus. So you got to stay. You got to stay with yourself, and you have to let Reuven leave. But had it been that Shimon's chelik would also be named by kadei chaluka, that would be dach pashit. That's no chiddush. This Achron was learning the faket. It's a bigger chiddush, and if we didn't say it, it's a right faket. This faket, there's no chiddush b'chagavna. Because b'chagavna, let's say Levi didn't sell it yet to Shimon. He had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So he had Shimon and Levi with two Ember Gedei Chalukas. Reuven would tell Shimon and Levi, stay together. So of course you can if you bought out Levi's chelek. Mameh, that's why the Rama took this case. This is where the chiddush is. The chiddush is even though Shimon himself is also Yesh b'Gedei Chaluka, and he also would like, in theory, to be out, let him be able to stop mitzad Levi's chelik. That's an ein begedei chalukah, just like Levi could have done it. Kamash malah, no. Hayoy's Levi is no longer in the picture, and you Shimon have enough. You have no right to stop.
Didn't he already say that this wasn't exclusive somewhere earlier? That this kind of concept is not exclusive. What is it?
I don't remember that. I think it says over here. I don't remember seeing this before. That mamakarich and lesheni. We had an inverse case before, where it was that Reuven and Shimon both had kadei chaluka, and Shimon died and left over to a bunch of yorshim. So now for each yorsh, there's an imbe kadei chaluka. There it said faket that Reuven has the right to be chaylik, because had it remained by the father, I could have also been chaylik. So just because the father gave it over to a bunch of people or sold it off to a bunch of people, that doesn't give them a right to stop me. It's the inverse case. Here we're having a case where faket, he bought Levi's chelik and made his own chelik now bigger, and state also, we go butter now, and you can't stop him. Alright. Sorry?
He could split it.
Who could split it?
I forgot who we're holding.
Shimon and Levi. Reuven. Shimon bought out Levi's chelik.
Right, so Shimon can then split it.
Split it and sell it to somebody else. Yeah, so they discuss these cases. And now, let him be able to stop. The only thing is, you could say, but you came from Shimon who had it together, so now Reuven could tell Shimon, or Shimon's successors, that no, you can't stop me, because had it remained by Shimon, I would have been able to go out. All right, but they discussed that case. Fine. All right, Rabbi Zain. Good? Oh, that's a shala. Let him give it back to the first person. Yeah, that discussed that too. Yishaskas. Mamish, this Mordechai discussed it. Sorry, Yishaskas. And he said, you can't say Yishaskas over here. Mamela, that's what this halacha is true. And Ekonami. Alright. Rabbi, so let's move on to Sif Dalet. Gishmak, Sif Gim was very Gishmak. Let's move on to Sif Dalet. Short Sif, but there's a lot of raid here. Yesh Misha Oyma. Some say, who's the some? It's a tour b'shem de Rama, the Yad Rama, says, and it's Muskim. The only reason why the Mechaber says, Allah shen yesh mishayim kedarka b'kodesh, whenever there's a chiddush amongst a single rishon, and it's a double chiddush, and he didn't find the right from other rishonim, the Mechaber generally uses Allah shen yesh mishayim. Not that he's arguing with it, he doesn't bring down any chaylik. We're just saying, there are those who are mechadish this svara. Yesh misha oime. Shim yesh loy etz loy karka haroi lit taref imoy, yochel chaveroi lo koifoi lach loik. Let's call it Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, I won out. Shimon says, sorry sir, I have an imbe kadei chaluka here, you can't pull out. You're going to leave me high and dry. Reuven tells Shimon, what do you mean high and dry? On the west side of this shutfis, you own a beautiful but nice big field. I'll be chaylik our shutfis, give you the western half, and now you could attach that half to your big field next door, and together you have one big large field. What are you telling me it's Embe Kadei Kaluka? You have plenty. If you'll attach your half with your other adjacent field, you'll have enough to go around. You'll have plenty. It'll be a big share. You'll be able to hire many workers. Don't tell me you don't have enough for one day. You'll have plenty. So maybe I'll be able to tie into that. That's the chiddush. Yesh mi sho'imim. Shim yesh le'esla kanker roi le'staref imoy. If Shimon has a kanker next door that's roi t'staref, yochel chavero Reuven could go ahead l'koy falaka k'kifu asa chaluka. let's call mitzvah slime. This is considered a yesh by kedei chaluka. The only reason why you normally stop me is because there ain't by kedei chaluka. I'm telling you, you have plenty. Attach it to your field next door and everything will be good. That's the chiddush of this machaba, which is a tour b'shem derama. Very good. Now, before we go and take this apart, I need to give you a bit of hakdama, because there are a lot of The Rama before is a similar case, but not the same case. Rama before is talking about.
Why is it any different to tell Shimon who has, who wants to stop you out the
Levi, right?
Levi, we'll say attach it to the field that you own.
Good.
And you have to.
Right. It is definitely similar, but it's not the same, because the case before was where we will make a chalukah, let's say, begoyrel, just instead of. Well, if you allow me, we'll make a chalukah b'goyrel, but instead of giving three pieces in the goyrel, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, we'll only be goyrel Reuven and the Levi, and we'll make sure the middle one for sure is Shimon's. So this way, no matter what you pick, Levi, if you're going to get the west side or the east side, it will be next to your middle side, so to speak, your middle chalek. Right? That's the before case. This case is that it's not part of the shutfis. You just have a field outside. And I'm telling you that we won't even do a gyral. There's no gyral at all. I'm forcing you to take the western hemisphere. Take the western side. You're going to take the western side and attach it to your field next door. I'm not saying bigger, it's different chiddush. It's similar, but it's different. Here, as I'm forcing lechayer no gyral. Yeah, good. And the one before was, the one before I could force you to take Shimon and Levi's chalakim together. And here I'm forcing you to take the west side to there. It's similar. It's similar. Not the same, but it's similar. Now I have to give you a hakdama to be able to, there's a lot of raid here, but first here's the hakdama. Let's say there's a field that's beautiful, big field. Yesh b'de chaluka for Reuven and Shimon. That's not a problem. Happens to be Shimon happens to own a property next door. On the western side. So Reuven says, let's make a goyrel and let's be chaylik. And Shimon says, goyrel? Not goyrel. I just give me the western side so I can attach it to my field next door. So this way I can have a beautiful big lot. I can build who knows how many townhouses together. It'll appreciate my lot next door. Don't go a goyrel on me. What's going to happen, Chulil, in the goyrel? My mazel, I'll get the east side of the goyrel and then you'll be smack in the middle, so I'll be correct. I'll have you. Nebuch, you'll be my neighbor twice. So I, from the inside, you cut me in half. I'll be on the east over here and the west over here. And I want my two chalakim together. I want my field outside plus my chalak here together. Give me the west side without a girl. Like, it's like a bar mitzvah. Yeah, you have the concept.
So they make the girl. Then after the girl, you force a bar mitzvah.
It doesn't make a difference.
So the lumdus of Bamatzah, the same type of lumdus that is a definitely Hanafi, and more, you're saying even better, make it a practical Bamatzah. Practical Bamatzah, I don't know if you could have, because the mindset, that's what the girl says, you sold it, so you can't now cry in it, you just sold your hip. So now you're crying, I want the hip back? You can't do that. But, okay, but in the lumdus of Bamatzah, means the same Hanafi that you have of Bamatzah, could you say that? Or could Reuven stand on ceremony and says, no Bamatzah, no, tough. We're going to make a girl. This is Machloikis Rishonim, and it's Machloikis Mechab Ben Ramah. In the beginning of Kuf Ayin Dalid, the Mechab says, Shemin Loi. We listen to Shimon, we force Reuven to give up the western side without any girl. That's the Mechab. Why? Midastain. What do you care which side you get? Give him that side. It's Midastain.
Let's say he does care.
If there will be a case, Lamasha, what happens will be if the western side is better, is idiots, and the eastern side is Ibaris and Akanami, then Shimon can have a dino. You're making excuses, you should get the better half of the field, nothing doing, we're going to make a girl, kidaboy, like we're supposed to do. And Akanami, if it's not Shava b'Shava, if it's not an even halves, the halves aren't comparable, and Akanami, he cannot split. But if they are comparable, the Mechaba says, me the stoimi, and have a right to force you to give me the west side without any goyrel. That's the Mechaba. Comes along the Rambam, brings the Rosh and the Tur and other Rishainim, and says, no, you can't force it, you have to have a goyrel, and there's no me the stoim. Why is there no me the stoim? No me the stoim is because Hagufa. Let's have a goyrel, and you'll get the east side. Maybe 50% chance you'll get the east side, and you're going to want the west side, and you'll have to pay a premium for it, right? I have you over the barrel. You're going to want to swap halves, and I'm going to say, oh, for that costs money, and you're going to have to pay me off. So you're trying to deprive me from making a profit on you. That's what you're really trying to do. You're trying to tell me you want the west half, so this way I can't have you over the barrel. No, I want to make a girl. I'll get the west half, Mirat Hashem, and my mail, I'll charge you a premium to want this way. You want no girl altogether? Also good. Pay me a price. Well, I'm open for negotiation. How much is it worth it to you to pay me up front to avoid a girl that you might get the east side? What do you mean? It's then. It's not. This is my nana. I want to charge you for it. What do you mean? Well, this whole sugya we have to really do in Kufayin Dalet. There are many cases. I'm just giving you this is the classical case in Kufayin Dalet. It's a machlekes mechaber Ramah. It's really not. I shouldn't say machlekes mechaber Ramah. If a mechaber says his opinion, and Ramah actually brings down two shitas, he brings down this shita that you can't avoid a girl. Reuven has a right to insist on a girl. Then he brings down a third sheet that says it's a sofer called Olam Gava. And Ramah wasn't Machriya. When it has a klal Godom, many people don't know the klal. When Ramah says Yeshoimim, Yeshoimim, it doesn't mean he's Machriya Faked. He's just telling you that you have to include that Yeshoimim in Cheshbin and it's a sofer. And Memelo, Hamboks Aquins, or called Olam Gava, whatever it is. Sometimes Ramah says Vachay Noigin, or Vachay Nika, and these things. Then he's Kaveh the Halacha. But if he's not Kaveh the Halacha, he just says V'yesh Oimrim, then he's just bringing another opinion that you have to reckon with. Oh, that's what he does. V'yesh Oimrim, there's another opinion that you gotta reckon with, that you cannot avoid a Goyron. Sorry? Then what? No, I understand, but in a real halakha by metzah, you could assume the lokeach's position. Here it says not like you can't avoid a girl. That's what the Ramah holds. The Yesh Eimrim the Ramah said you can't avoid a girl. Reuven is entitled to insist on a girl. So now you have a machloikis rishainim, which is a machloikis mechaba with a Yesh Eimrim in the Ramah. Good? Now having that akdamo, let's read a sma. The sma in Sifkot and Yud. The sma says on this halakha, where it says that in our case, let's just go back to our case. Our case is slightly different. Our case is that Shimon's chelik is ein boy kedei chalukah, and Reuven wants to insist, Shimon, what are you crying for? I'll give you the western half next to your adjacent sodos, so you'll have plenty. And the Machabe says, and the Ramah doesn't argue, the Machabe says that, yes, Reuven has a right to be chelik. Zok the sma, sif kot niyot, loshen atur sif gimel einoy kein. Mechaber was mekatzer when he was matik the Lashon HaTur. But the sma points out, Einuken, this is not what the Torah says. Ela zelo shayne, this is what the Torah says. Imhu be'inyin, when can Reuven insist that he wants a chalukah and who gives Shimon the western half next to his sado? That's only imhu be'inyin, it's only in such a case, shim haya b'shir chalukah, if they would have both had enough shir chalukah here, the halacha would have dictated, would have been that you must give Shimon the chelik that's next to his adjacent field. The isnu both of these halves were next to Shimon's adjacent field, so he could take either chelik, whatever it is. There's a shayla to touch it up, but that's the halacha, that it will fall out next to Shimon's chelek. So, atanami yochel lokeifa velaklek. So, here too, you could force him to be chelek. What's bothering this man? What's bothering this man is that he left out a very important nekuda. It's only talking about a case where had there been a kedei chalukah, the halacha would have been, you could force him to take that taka. All the chalakim are shava. Lefuka your shayla. No, it's a fair split. And had you been next door and there been kedei chalukah, you could have forced me to take the western side, so I could force you to take the western side, and you can't stop me from being chaylik. And it's going like the shitas harambam in the mechaber, who holds, and the Ramah holds like that too, who hold that Shimon has this chus to insist, ask me this time, give me the western side, and you don't make a goyrel. That's what the Torah says. That's how he quotes the Ramah. So Zok the Smah, the Mechaber left out a very important nekuda. The Mechaber left out, Mechaber Kilu says this halacha absolutely across the board. It's not true. It's only in the case, Loiter, Rambam, Mechaber, Rad Yad Ramah Shita, who hold that Shimon has a schus to insist on having the western side. And it's only when the field is comparable, the halacha are comparable, that he kataka insists for that chelik. But if it's not comparable, he can't insist for the better chelik, he can't do that. So it's only talking about that case. And the Mechaber was Kitza Vesosam, and he left, what is he doing? Here. He left out a very important ingredient here. He just says, "Shem Yeshle Sada Etzel Yachol Koyfei." Zokta Tzma, two terutzim to the shayla. First terut is that since the Mechaber Lishitos, I paskin like the Rambam and Kufayin Dalit, that he holds that Shimon has the right to insist that he wants his chelik without a goyrol. And the Al HaRoiv, Tarklitin L'Chelek HaSam B'Klametzer, in most cases that's how it is. Most cases he has the right to insist that, like I said, there is a case even like the Mechaber, you can't, if the two Chalakim are comparable. But since in the normal situation he has the right to insist on that, so Heyos he has the right to insist on that, so yes, here too the halacha is, if I could insist on that, if Shimon could insist on that, then Reuven could stick Shimon with that chelik too. Reuven could tell Shimon, don't cry, you have Amber, take a look. I'll give you that chelik next to your adjacent field, and that will be the halacha. That's the first teretz of the Sma. That this whole Mechaber is going Lishitosai. Is going like he paskin in Kufayin Dalet. Which is good, because the Ramah is going Lishitosai. He's going like the Rambam Shita. It's very gishmak that you can insist. What comes out of this first Teretz of the Sma is a Chiddush Din, is that if you would go like the Yesh Oimrim in the Ramah over there, that Shimon has no right to insist that he wants Bedavka, the Western Chalik, then so too in our Halacha, Reuven would have no right to stick Shimon with the Western Chalik. And Shimon would be able to insist, I want a Goyah. Just like over there, you could insist you want a girl. I can insist over here that I want a girl. He'll be able to insist that. And Mimela, you never know. If we make a girl, I might end up with the other side, chelik, not next to my field. And then it will be an aim by kedei chaluka. So then I can stop you from making a chaluka altogether. So maybe. Anakanam, I didn't see people. I had that same ha'ara. L'chay, why chach that? Okay, so maybe. But at least do that. And then it will come out a bissel into Sandra by side, is that the Rambam should say something. Rambam should jump on the Mechaber and say, hey, you're going with Shitoska. But, you know, like me, this doesn't go. Like that Yesh Oimrim over there, this is not going to add up. Because I hold that you can't be Koifin to only get the Western field, Western side. So then you can't be Koifin me also to only get the Western side. So Mamela should be able to be Makif. That's what should come out like the first Teretz of the Sma. So far, so good. You have the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is that the whole Mechaber is going Lishitosai. The Mechaber over there holds that Shimon consists on the western side. So too, Reuven could insist that Shimon takes the western side. But if you go like the Yesh Oimrim in the Ramah, that Shimon can't insist on the western side, so then Reuven also can't force Shimon to take the western side. Memela, it's an Embay Kadei Kaluka. If he's not going to attach it to his field next door, it'll be Embay Kadei Kaluka. Right.
Wasn't it a bit different in that case?
It's inverted.
Yeah,
it's inverted. Just like, no, but no, you no. See that, just like you have a right to make
it
a chalukah.
It's premium, you said, so what am I...
It's, if it all chalukah, if they're all equal, it's comparable, two chalukah are equal, but nevertheless you consist in having a goyah.
I'm just saying over there I understand that I can make you have a premium because you're going to benefit, but me forcing you to do it is an opposite of that. There's no premium for me.
Good. I'm asking. Yeah, l'chari. Okay, so let's see the second territory to this man. Comes along this man says another teretz. What he's trying to fadin in the second teretz is that even the Ramah, even the Yesh Oimrim of the Ramah over there would be moida over here that Shimon cannot stop a chaluka. Voide shleim is like this man. The three lay the shani hocha here is different. The kivin dula echad Yesh bekadei chaluka since Reuven has kadei chaluka. Umitzidoi mitzad himself beetzem yochulak like he really has the ability to be chaluk. He has enough. Ella bishvil oisa shein like a share. It's only because of Shimon who doesn't have the share. His ki kuhu li yishar meshotev. Chazal forced Reuven to stay in the partnership. Kedei shalu yusad michelkoi. Kedei that Shimon shouldn't lose out. That's when Reuven has enough. Reuven would want to leave. It just Chazal forced Reuven to stay in. Kedei that Shimon shouldn't lose out. Since Lemaisa in our case, Shimon has the ability to attach it to his field next door. They did not force Reuven to stay in. And Memele, he has the right to be chaylik and Shimon can't stop. Aye, so why did the Torah say this Lashin? That it's only Be'inyan that you would be able to force and insist on taking that western side. Hatur l'raya va'alma nakad. It was only bringing a raya, a dugma. Ha'ashabim hu b'inyan shem ho'ya b'ekadei chalukah. But not that it has to go bedafka like that sheet of the Ramah, of the Mechava. Even if you go like the Yeshemer in the Ramah, that Shimon is not entitled to insist on having the western side, Reuven still has the right to stick Shimon with the western side. That is the second pshat of the Sma. So you have two pshatim in the Sma. The first pshat says that the Sma is only going, that the Mechab is only going l'shitazeh, and the Ramah would argue. And the second pshat says, no, he, even the Ramah would be Maida. That's the two pshatim in the Sma. I just want to point out that both pshatim in the Sma, the lumdist, at the end of the day, if they, all the cards fall, the lumdist is, the reason why Reuven has a right to be chaylik and Shimon can't stop him, is because Shimon is no longer considered an Einbay Kadei Chalukah. Because since he could attach it to his field next door, he is considered a Yesh Bay Kadei Chalukah. The chay that is proud in the Sma's Mechaba. Now, let's go back. Bishloim relate the second shot of the Sma, that here the Ramah would be Moida, and we need a beer in that, and we're going to explain the beer shortly. Then it's very good why the Ramah didn't say anything here. But if you hold like the first pshat, that's the Mechaba l'shitasai, and like the Yeshua and the Ramah over there, he would argue, why did the Ramah say anything over here? Is Dachar Mashmai, is a Dachar Raya, that we go like the second pshat of the Sma, that here the Ramah is Moida. Okay, it will be a Raya. And I saw people try to ring this Raya. It sounds like a good Raya. I would suggest I can wiggle out of this Raya. Here's how we wiggle out of this Raya. You ready? If you recall, Rabbi Isai, in the previous year we said that really, on an Ein Bay Kadei Chalukah, you also have a right to be chaylik min adin. Midaraisa, you could be chaylik no matter what. Anytime you want to pull your thing out, you have a right to take your item out. You could stop me from taking my own item out of the partnership? My equity in the partnership, I want out. I always have a right to pull out. The only reason why you have a right to stop me is midarabanan, they made a takana. And what was the takana? Asasiyas hayoshev atoiv. The Rashba says asasiyas vejah atoiv to leave you high and dry. It's not right. It's not menshloch. Memelu, you got to stay in. That's what the Rashba says. But it's only asasiyas hayoshev atoiv. So it's a drabonin. It's a takana. Okay. Now let me ask you, Shaila. What would be when you have a takonas chazal and you have an application that's a suffix if the takonas chazal is nageya? So there, the Paiskim say when you have a suffix in a takana, we don't reckon with the takana. It's like a suffix derabanan lekula. It's more than that. It's suffix takana. When you have a takana, you have a takana. You're facing a takana. You got to listen to the takana. If it's a suffix takana, you don't have to reckon with the takana. So now, if you recall Rabbi Isai, the Ramon Kufa and Dalek didn't paskin like those Yesh Oimim to say that Reuven's entitled to make a goyel and ignore Shimon's request that he wants the western side. He just said that Yesh Oimim like that. And we have to reckon with it. And it's a suffix. So now let's go back to our case. So it's only a suffix. It's a suffix if Reuven or Shimon has the right to stick Shimon with the western side of the field. And be'etzim Rabbi Yisai Mikr Adin, Reuven always has the right to be chaylik. Even when it's Ein Bay Kadei Chalukah, you always have a right mid the right to be chaylik. It's only a takonas chachamim that stops you. Hey yois, it's only a suffix if this takon is applicable here, because if you go like the Mechab over there, Shimon, you have plenty. You have the Sada next door. You want to say, no, maybe we'll go with the Shitas in the Ramah, who else that I don't get next door. You can't stick me with the Western side. Besides, so you have a suffix. If you go like the Mechab, or you go like the Yeshimra. So I'm going to tell Kim Lee, so to speak, that we go like the Mechab, and I could force you to take the Western side, because may anyway make a din have a right to be Chaylik. And the only thing that's stopping me by an Ein Bay Kadei Chalukah is a Takonas Chachamim. And here I'm not sure if this is Ein Bay Kadei Chalukah, because maybe this is a Yesh Bay Kadei Chalukah, because you have a Sada next door. You have a suffix if Takonas Chachamim is applicable. If your suffix of Chazal said that Reuven can't be Chaylik, a suffix Takon, you don't have to reckon with the Takon, and Mamela, Reuven has a right to be Chaylik.
Can you
over there was stam. Both sides had a yesh begedei chalukah. The only shaila was is that Shimon's insisting, I want the western side. Over here, we're talking about where you have an aim begedei chalukah, and you want to use that to stop me from being chaylik. I'm telling you, no, you have the southern next door. And like the machab, I have a right to do that. And you say, no, but like the yesh remember, you don't. And yeah, but said it. So I say that anyway, Mika didn't have a right to do it. Even my aim begedei chalukah, it's only takon is in my way. I'm telling you, it's only a safik if this takon is here. It's a suffix if there's an imbuk of dekaluka here. So mamela, suffix takon, I don't have to reckon with takon. There's a number of achronim, and we have to believe that when we go through the simon, we'll try to apply it. But there's a Orchus Mishpatim who says that there are a number of achronim who say this, that when you have a suffix imbuk of dekaluka, then you have a right to be chaylik. Because it's a suffix betakona.
It's a suffix because you win the girl next to you, that wouldn't call
me a suffix. So let's make the girl. And let's see. So that alone wouldn't be enough. But here, the suffix that bechlal, I have a right to be chaylik and zel. Alright. Now let's go back, let's try to understand what is the second shot in the sma. Why would the yesh remim and the ramah over there be made over here? Over there, Shimon doesn't have a right to insist he wants the western side. And over here, Reuven could insist that Shimon takes only the western side. What's pshat? So you said a pshat, very geshmaka pshat. That, if you remember, Rabbi said, the lundis over there, why Shimon couldn't insist on the western side, is because Reuven says, we mean Zenon of Zelda Chasa. I'm also Chasa. Hagufo, that's what I want. I want to make a girl. I want to win the western side and then charge you a premium for it. So that would be very good. So that's what is known with the Sedaim. But over here, it's Faket. Reuven's telling Shimon, I want you to take the western side. I want you to have a big field. I want you to have break. So what Shimon saying? No, I want Badafka, the other side. So look, maybe he wouldn't be able to do that. That's your svar. Very geshmak svar. But I want to taina, let's take it to the next step, is that the same cheshbon, really, every imbi kadei kaluk have a right to be chaylik. And it's only al-tasiyas ayasha v'atoiv that stops me. Even if, let's say we go like the Ramo over there, the Yeshayman Ramo, that I can't force you to take the western side. And you can't be forced to take the western side. There's no such halacha. But I zay vai klapi de asiyas ayashav atoiv. Don't play with me. Don't stop me from making a kaluka. I'm giving you a beautiful option. I'm giving you an option. I'm willing to be chaylik and give you benedivis libi. I'm willing to give you the western side and you'll have plenty and it won't be considered in bikate kaluka. If I'm willing to do that, don't stick me, hold me up on ceremony and say, oh no, but you have a goyrel and on the goyrel, then I might be stuck. High and dry, and mele tasiyas v'yashiva toiv. Don't do that to me. But etzem, al tasiyas v'yashiva toiv, I'm giving you a viable, good option that it should be, I'm doing a menschlich. I'm saying take the western side and everything's good for you. You're trying to be an action and not do that, kidei to stop me. No, that's not fair. Me'ikadin, I have a right to be chaylik. Because whenever we've done halakas v'asiyas v'yashiva toiv, I mentioned it's a tshuvas harash from Tav Tav Kuf Nun Vav and a beisayis of Kuf Ayin Hei. Whenever you deal with concepts of asiyas v'yashiva toiv, it's totally b'chut asayir. It's so rough of that one slight nuance, it halakha changes. Because we have to now reckon, is it asiyas v'yashiva toiv or not? With one slight nuance, I can say, it is asiyas v'yashiva toiv. I'm willing to give you the western side and it'll be very good for you. So don't stop me from making a chaluka. So Mamela, that's what the Sma means. That even like the Yeshemra Vodarama, Avada over here, I have a right to be chaylik. Because it is menschlich, it is fear. I'm giving you a good option. I'm giving you a good chance to have a Yeshemra Gadekaluka. Just take the western side. Mamela, I have a right to be chaylik and you can't stop me. And Mamela, that's why the Ramah is made over here. Lachari, that's Pshat. I just want to bring out Rabbi Isai, a big chiddush. Is that what happens if Im Kolzeh, Shimon says, you know what, it's true, but nevertheless, I still want to have an option, a chance to get the east side. I want the girl. I want a chance to get the east side. Mizrach is better. I want the east side. I want to have at least the girl.
Yeah, what's the case here? They both have Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, or the one has Chalukah?
Well, we're not talking about Reuven here. We're only talking about Shimon. Shimon's Chalik is Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah.
And
we didn't discuss yet. We'll get to it shortly. But Shimon's Chalik is an Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. And Shimon's going to say that I want to still have the opportunity to get the other side. Right? It's a 50-50. So I want to cut it in half. I want to be able to get the east side. It is Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, but it's true. But I want a girl. I might like the east side better than the west side. You think it's comparable, but I want to have my right. I insist on having my right of making a girl. Oh, so that's on, see, he's not masking to have a chalukah bechalal, but he's faced with this mechaber. The mechaber is in his face and says, tough, you can't be ma'akev because I'm willing to give you the western side next to your sada. So Shimon says, if you're making me have a chalukah, then chach, I want to have an opportunity to get these out. I want to still insist on having a goyel. Shimon would have a right to do that. What means is like this. Avada, we're not stealing Shimon's right of having a goyel. We're not depriving him. You have the right to a goyel, and you want to take the goyel. Good. But then if you get the Esau, don't cry. I'm giving you a great option right now of taking the western side and having a beautiful field next to your field, and it'll be together a big yesh b'kadei chaluka. Big, beautiful field, a big field to work on. So you can't stop. That's only a svara klapi that you can't stop me from making a chalukah, because I have a schus to make a chalukah. So you can't stop me. But now, if im kozeh, you insist you want a girl, because maybe you'll get the east side, kol hakavod, you'll be able to do that. Not a problem. Gezintai, make the girl. This whole svara is only that it's be able to stop you from stopping me. The whole svara is that I'm giving you a chance to have a yeshbek de chalukah, so you can't be mak of my chalukah. But if you want to have a girl anyway, gezintai, have a girl. And you see, the lashon. And by the way, that's even if you hold like the first Prada Ritzma. That's the first Prada that the Mechabes L'Shitah say, that Shimon could insist he wants Dafka the western side. Yeah, that's very good if Shimon insists. But why if Shimon says, no, I still want a girl? And the Chanami, have the girl, because I'm tired, have the girl. But don't come crying and don't stop me from making Chalukah. Because I, that's him, I'm willing to give you the western side. So, and that has a Yesh B'Dei Chalukah for you. So Mamela, you can't stop me. All the Mechabes Lashon is, look at the Mechabes, it just says, Yochah Chaveh L'Teif Alach, like, I could force a Chalukah. It doesn't say I could force you to take the western side. I could force you to take the side that's next to your Sada. It just says I could force you to be Chalik. Now you want a girl? Because then take a girl. It's Poseidon. But that's the whole halacha of the Mechava. All right, one more nekuda I want to bring out from the Sma, an important nekuda, is that l'chayr, there is no chilek between the two terutzim of the Sma, other than whether this halakha is going like the Mechava in Kufayin Dalet, is going also like the Shitas, the Yeshayim of the Ramah in Kufayin Dalet. But the case is the same. The case is that we're talking about comparable chalakim, that be'etzim I could force you or you could force me to take the western hem, the western chalik. So mamela, since the western and eastern chalik are comparable, so mamela, don't say that you want a girl kadeh to stop me from making chalukah. No, take the western side and they'll alzas b'seidah. That's all the chilek between the two lashanis of the sma. And I'm making a hadgosh on this, because if you look in the zesivis, the sivkot and ches, the small and the chedushim, I want to say more. The Yad Ramah says it mefurish. The Yad Ramah says that it's only talking about with the two halakim are comparable. But if the two halakim are not comparable, then this halak is not negeya. Reuven cannot insist to stick Shimon with the western side. The western side is not as good as the eastern side, so he can't do it. Now look at the Nesivis, how he quotes the Sma. He paskins like the second shot of the Sma. And he quotes it like this, Vafilim hu be'inyin, shim hoya by Sheikh Haluka. Even if it would be in such a case that there would have been a Sheikh Haluka, loy hoya tzarek litin loy oisei she'etzalachata shalai, you would have not been mechuyev to give him dafka the western side that's adjacent to his field. Afilahaka yachala kaifel lach like, you could still be kaif him to be chaylik. And he continues with the end of the Sma, it's coming from the Sma. The way he quotes the Sma, it seems that he understood Pshat in the Sma was, is that like the second territory of the Sma, then even if the Chalakim are not comparable, Reuven has a right to stick Shimon on taking the Western Chalak. Even though the Western Chalak is Zibaris, and the Eastern Chalak is Idis, he has a right to stick Shimon on taking Zibaris. A Pelot de Kechidish. Pelot, and gratis, now he's not the only one. There are other Achrayim, the Cheshinarin, who else? Maybe the Beis Yaakov, I forgot. There are a couple of Achrayim who learned to smell like that as well. And they shry, what do you mean it's Mufush connected the Yad Ramah? Look in the Yad Ramah, he says, not like that. And he said, oh, the middle of the second terrace is not Nega. We don't go like the second terrace. I take issue with this. I don't think that's what the Sma is saying. I think the Sma is very geschmack. It stems with the Yad Ramah. All the Sma is saying is that we go like the Ramah as well. The second terrace was only Mechadish, that we go like the Ramah as well. But if you want to know if the Chalakim are not Shavim, Avada, then you won't be able to force Shimon to take the western side. It's not fair. You're telling me I have an Embeke Dekaluk. If you're trying to be nice to me and say, oh, but it's next door. Yeah, but you're sticking me with Zibayris. That's not fair. You're taking the better here. That's not fair. You can't do that. That's an Embeke Dekaluk. Here, Avada, the Sma, the Ramah, the Mechaba, Avada, they'd be moida that you can't do it, like the Fush Ramah says. That's what the Ramah says. Avada, in the Chai Gav, you cannot force a Chalukah. The only case talking about when both Chalakim are Shavim. Alright, it's not the Mesh Mois and the Sivis. Like I said, it's not just in the Sivis, it's Beis Yaakov and Chesh Naharim as well, but I think that's Pashup Shat in the Sma. Alright, Rabbi say, Ad Kan Divrei Asma. Till now we were talking about the Sma. Comes along the Taz, and has a whole new interpretation of this halakha. We were learning till now that the Asma's Pshat in the Mechaba was, is that, hey Yois, you have a sod the next door, your chelik is considered Yesh Beit Dekar Luka, because attached to your field, you have plenty. Zok de Taz, Pshat in the Tours Ramah, is Mamish Fekert. Who's the one who's insisting on the Chalukah? Not Reuven, but Shimon. Shimon, who has a field next door, is insisting on a Chalukah, and he's going to stick Reuven with the name by Gadei Chalukah. And at that Zokti Ramah, Shimon has a right to do that. How you talking, Gavald? You're sticking Reuven with the name by Gadei Chalukah? How are you allowed to do that? Zokti Taz, and it's not just a Taz, it's a Bach. Bach says Pshat in the tool like this. Zok the Taz in the back, Pshat is like this. If you recall Rabbi Say, and you go back to Sif Beis says that when can't you force a Chaluka by name Beikadei Chaluka, is then when we're Shutfim in every molecule, in every atom, so to speak, we're across the board Shutfim in the entire Sadha, and I don't know which half, so to speak, is my half and which half is your half, to Mela, you can't force a Chaluka. But Zok the Mechaba, if one of them in Sif Beis, middle of Sif Beis, if Be'etim the Chalakim were known which half, which side belongs to whom, even though there's no Chalukah, we could force a Chalukah. Let's say we're Shutfim together. I have the west side, you have the east side. And you know that the west side's mine, and I know the east side's yours. It means we know when we're going to do a Chalukah, I'm going to take the west, you're going to take the east. Just right now, for convenience, we're working together, and we allow each other to work, to be mishtamish with both Chalakim. But Lemaisa, fundamentally, the west side's mine, the east side yours. We're makir kol echad as chelkoi. There, I have a right to force a chalukah, even though each half is a name by gedei chalukah. That's what the mechaba said in Sif Beis. Zok the Taz in the Bach, a peladik achidish. They say like this: that since the halacha is that when you have a field next door, the Yad Ramah said, and the mechaba and the Rambam said that Shimon could insist that he wants the chelik that's adjacent to his field, and preclude a chalukah, prevent a chalukah. We're not doing a girl. He's going to stop a girl. I want bedafka the west side. Zok the Taz in the back. That is if we're makir chalukah. It's as if everyone knows you're getting the west side, because everyone knows that you have the field beyond the shetvis on the west side. And now we know that when we're going to do a chalukah, you're going to insist on taking the west side. And you're going to have a right to insist on that, because it's me destined to stop you, because that's what the Mechaba Paskins and Kufayin Dalit. So we know you're going to get the west side, ultimately. So it's as if you're makir chalukah that you own the west side of this shetvis. Wherever we're going to draw the shetvis line, whenever we divide, it's going to be, you're going to get the western half. You're going to get the western chelik next to your. So your makir is chelkoi. Memela zok de Taz, if we're makir chelkoi, then even if it's an aim by kedei chalukah, you have a right to insist on a chalukah.
Why not did he get sold that field if they had makir chelkoi?
He already sold it? No, then it's no longer. No, now it's no longer makir chelkoi. So now it is makir chelkoi. Right. Till now it was a makir chelkoi, and now it became a makir chelkoi. Now we now know which chelik, which side of the division you're going to get. So memele it's makir chelkoi. Memele zok the Taz in the back that Shimon could force a chalukah. Shimon could say, "What, Reuven, you're crying, you're right, but you're right, you knew that I was going to get the western side." So Shimon, if you learn like the Sma, that the lumdus of this halach is only that Shimon's aim is really yesh b'gedekaluka, because he could attach it to his field next door, so you have plenty. So the only one who could insist on the chalukah would be Reuven. I'm telling you, Shimon, you have plenty next door. What's your problem? But if Shimon would want to tell Reuven, let's make a division, and you'll be stuck with Ein Be'Kadei Chalukah, and Reuven has nothing next door, we're going to say, no, you can't stick me with Ein Be'Kadei Chalukah. You're hurting me. Oh, one second. But if you learn like the Bach and Taz's Lamed, then Mechadish, that even Shimon could insist on a Goluka. Because we're Makir Eschokoi. We know, everyone knows that I get the West side. We know that. So it's Makir Eschokoi. So even by Embe Kadek Goluka, I have a right to be Chaylik. Pella de Gechadish. And you're right. But if you look in the Mechabah's Lashon, Mechabah doesn't say that. Mechabah doesn't say, Yachol L'Koyfei L'Akloik. The Mechabah says, Yachol Chaveroi, the other guy. Shimon owns a field next door. Yachol Chaveroi, his friend. That means Reuven could be Koyfei Shimon to be Chaylik. But he doesn't say that Shimon could be Koyfei Reuven to be Chaylik. It's Mashma only Reuven could be Koyfei Shimon to be Chaylik. So I'm asking, in the Mechabah it doesn't go. The Mechabah certainly learned like the Sma. But in the Torah, the way the Torah quotes the Ramah, it doesn't say that, Lashon. The way the Torah quotes the Ramah, that's where the Bach and the Taz says, Prat, that the Lamdis is a whole different Lamdis. That means the Taz is taking issue with the Mechaba. That you Mechaba learned, quote-unquote, the wrong Pshat in the Ramah. That's not what the Ramah means. Ramah doesn't mean because it's now considered Kdei Chalukah because you could attach it with your Sodom next door. What he means is considered Makir as Chalukah. And Mameli, even Shimon could force a Chalukah against Reuven's wishes. That's the Taz in the Bacchus. Doesn't fit in the Mechaba, but it fits in the Torah's Ramah. Very Gishma.
If it's not Kidei Chalukah, then we never say that you're Makir, which is which.
Because you have no right
it's
to...
Which
chicken comes before the egg. Because since it ain't Makir Kidei Chalukah, he had no right to force a Chalukah on me, so maybe you were never Makir Chalukah. We had to stay B'Shutzis ticket forever.
Right.
Okay, could be. The Achrayim take issue altogether with the Taz and Bach. They don't like the two shelter Sif Beis. They say Sif Beis is talking about where it's clear cut, not this, that we know which one you're going to get. You own already that side, and I own the other side. Then we say, if you want to split and put up a fence in the middle, makes good neighbors, no problem. But here we don't know which side is which yet, and now you want to say that, oh, I'll get that side because I'm entitled, it's me this time. No. You can't do that. That's not considered Makir Eschokoi. And they take issue on the Chaim Mishpat. A lot of Achrayim take issue, and Chaz Nish, many Achrayim, and they argue with this Taz and Bach's interpretation of the Ramah. But I want to go even further. Baruch Hashem, David Shes Chesed, he gave us a Ramah. And we have the Ramah inside. It's very important, because in Lamdis, there are two different Lamdis going on. Loit Tisma, the Lamdis is, it's a Geshba Kedei Kaluka. And Loit Taz, the Lamdis is, because it's Makir Eschokoi. And if you look in the Ramah himself, in Kuf Samach Dalid, I believe it is, the Ramah himself, yes, says, like the Sma. It's because it's considered a Geshba Kedei Kaluka. Not like the Taz and Nabach. Mufurish. Coming from the Ramah, we don't have to double guess what the Ramah says. Look inside. Baruch Hashem, we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, the ledger, is because it's considered a Yesh B'dei Chalukah. Not only that, I'll give you another case. The Ramah had a case like this. Another variable, hold cup, it's a simple case, is what happens if both Reuven and Shimon had neighboring fields? Reuven was on the east, and Shimon was on the west. So it's even Dach Besser, right? So now each side could force the other one for a Chalukah. Reuven can say, Shimon, take the western side, attach it to your field. And Shimon will tell Reuven, you take the eastern side and attach it to your field. No one could complain. Then comes along the Ramah and says, but what happens if, let's just say the east side is Zibiris and the west side is Idis. The west half is better than the eastern half. So now, Zokte Ramah, Shimon can tell Reuven, what did I just say? The western side was better?
Yeah,
the western side was better. Shimon can't tell Reuven, take the eastern side and attach it to your field, because that's not fair. You're sticking me with the Zibiris, with the bad half of the Shutfis. You can't do that to me. I want a girl, and maybe I'll get the other half, or we'll do it differently. We'll cut it, not width-wise, we'll cut it length-wise. We'll get it that it should be a fair tuchalakim, and I want a fair girl. I want to be able to entitle to my full share, my full half of the equity in the field. Don't stick me with the Zibiris. Dr. Ramah, even though Shimon can't tell Reuven that he should be stuck with the Zibiris, but if Reuven wants to be Mevata the other way around, and Shimon says, I want to stay in the Shutfis, and Reuven says, no, I want to be Chaylik, and I'll give you the western side, which is the better side, Shimon is going to have to take it. And he can't stop the Chaluka. So, Shkila, in that case, Reuven has the upper hand, because Even though Betzim, they're both entitled to a goyel. But if Reuven is willing to be mavate and give Shimon the better half, which is next to Shimon's field, so now Shimon, what could Shimon complain? He's getting everything. He's getting next to his field. He's getting more equity than half of the equity. He's getting the better half. So then Shimon can't. It's up to Reuven. If Reuven doesn't want to be mavate, then they won't. Then they'll do a goyel. If Reuven wants to be mavate, he could insist. I mean, if for some reason Reuven wants his chelik next to him, so much so that it's kedai for him to give up more than half of the equity to Shimon, let's say, make a marshal. Reuven's field next door, we're just missing a mamish a little bit to be able to build up who knows what. Subdivide 16 houses, right? That's what he needs, just missing a sliver. It's kedai for him to take just a sliver of the shutras, even though it's Ziboris, it's the bad half, but it will improve his adjacent property so much. So it was a good business decision. Then he has a right to insist he wants a chalukah, even though it's forcing Shimon to get the better half. Good, but it's forcing Shimon to take the western half. He has a right to do that. That's what the Ramah says. So now I ask you, a second before Reuven was mevate, do we know which chelik is Makar Eschel going? No, there's no Makar Eschel going, because the halves aren't equal. So no one could insist on taking the side that's next to him, not Reuven, not Shimon, right? So there is no Makir Eschelkoi, so to speak. It means Shimon can't force Reuven to take his side, and Shimon can't insist on taking his side. There's no Makir Eschelkoi. It's only now the Dovish and Eschadet that Reuven's willing to be Mavate. So in that case, I could hear that the Tazenbach would never say their halacha. There is no long-standing Makir Eschelkoi here. Just now, Reuven trying to be Mavata. And nevertheless, Dr. Ramah, you could do it. Why? Because Ramah says the lumbus is like the sma. Because you can't complain. It's a yejbadei kaluka. For you, it's a yejbadei kaluka. Because you attach it to your son next door. So it's a yejbadei kaluka. So l'choyer, that's also a raya, not like the taz. And I'll go weiter, Rabbi. So in Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Ramah says, a third case, mafurish, not like the taz. He has a case, not much like the taz's case, that Reuven and Shimon's both halves were aimed by Kadei Chalukah, and Shimon had an adjacent field, and Reuven did not have an adjacent field. And over there, Zakter Ramah, that Shimon cannot insist on a Chalukah, because he's sticking Reuven high and dry, but Reuven could insist on a Chalukah, because he's allowing Shimon to have his father next door. So that's mamish like the sma. I'm allowing you to be considered yechba kadei kaluka because you have a sada next door. But if you'd be chaylik, you're sticking me high and dry. But the Taz says in that case, even Shimon could be chaylik because it's considered makar es chalkoi. And you see mefurish in the Ramah, not like that. See, a few Ramahs, mefurish, not like the Taz. At the end of the day, Rabbi, anyway, the mechaber goes not like the Taz. At the end of the day, Allah is going to be like the mechaber, pshat, that only Reuven could insist on the chalukah, not Shimon. And pashas, we go, more achrin go with the second pshat of the Sma, that even the yesh oimim of the Ramah over there would be moida. And I want to tanya that even if you go, like the first pshat of the Sma, here it's a suffix bitakono, so then by the hechuk will follow the mechaber sheet over here that you could force a chalukah. I just want to say one more before we run out of time, one more halacha. And that is that the oilam was asking, is what chelik does Reuven, now we know that Shimon has the ein b'kadei chalukah and he could attach it to his field next door. What are we talking about? Does Reuven have a yesh b'kadei chalukah or not? Is that, maybe he owns 60% of the partnership and it's a yesh b'kadei chalukah, maybe he doesn't, and it's ein b'kadei chalukah. What case are we talking about? So the Sma, b'teich his lashon, if you look in the Sma, and when he starts off his second teretz, he says, v'yishei shloim, it's really, d'shani hocha, the kivan dola echod yesh b'kadei chalukah, since the first guy has kadei chalukah, Reuven has kadei chalukah, umitzido yachol akok, and he bets him has the right to be chalik. And it's only because they, not to force and keep Shimon high and dry, that they stopped him here, that he's allowing Shimon to be inside of his properties, we don't stop Reuven from being chaylik. Some reason the Rasma plugged into our halacha that we're talking about Reuven as a yesh b'dei chalukah. And Gevalt in Svara doesn't make sense, l'chayr. So what's the b'dei chalukah? Even if Reuven is a b'dei chalukah, we already learned that the Rishayim say that if you have, let's say a simple case, I am a name, Reuven's a name b'dei chalukah, and then Shimon is a yesh b'dei chalukah. Not here, a regular aim b'dei chalukah with a yesh b'dei chalukah. The aim b'dei chalukah has a right to force a chalukah. Why not? He's a shutev like any other shutev. He's entitled. Faket, not only that, we said that even if everyone had emir kaluka, meika din you could force a kaluka. It's only takonis chachamim that says don't leave someone high and dry. But if I'm the guy who's being left high and dry and I don't mind being chaylik, faket, I want to be chaylik, I'd have a right to insist on a kaluka. Hey,
that bonds
One second. Let me just finish the kasha. Now, over here, Shimon's chelik is like a yesh bei kadei chaluka, because Shimon could attach it to his other next door. So, if the card's full, it just looks like an ein bei kadei chaluka with a yesh bei kadei chaluka. So, avadli, even an ein bei kadei chaluka could insist on a chaluka. Why not? I'm not sticking Shimon high and dry. Shimon has his field next door to attach it to. It's very good. So why is this man saying this? Talking about a case, yesh bei kaluka, even by ein bei kadei kaluka. And Isaiah Zok Mefurish, Isaiah the Shishanis Yankiv, when he brings down the smai, he jumps on the smai. He says, why is he sticking it only by yesh bei kadei kaluka, even by ein bei kadei kaluka, will be the same halacha. And it's a Ramah, the Yad Ramah inside Mefurish and Kuf Ayin Gimel says this lahedya. This is the case I just said, that Reuven is ein bei kadei kaluka and Shimon is a yesh bei kadei kaluka. Reuven has the right to insist on a kaluka and tell Shimon stay next door. Shimon can't stick Reuven, but Reuven has the right to stick Shimon. And Zok to Ramah, why? Because it's me this time. Take the field next to your field. You'll have plenty. You'll be yesh bei kadei kaluka. It's me this time to insist that you want bedafka the other side. You want the east side that's not next to your field. So I can insist. Faket zen and zelokasa. Take the western side. It's yesh bei kadei kaluka. Memela I as an ein bei kadei kaluka could also be chaylik. Mafusha rama lochay not like the mishmais asman. It makes a lot of sense. What I want to bring out is once we're here, here comes the punch. It's a Yesod Rabbi Sai. What you see in the Ramah, maybe that's what Isma didn't say, but it's Lahalach, we go like the Ramah. What you see in the Ramah is that even a guy who has an Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka could insist on a Chaluka when, and not only insist, but consist on Koifin on Midas Sadaim. He could insist on a Zen and a Vzeh Loichasa. That even though he's walking out of the partnership with Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka, it's still considered for him a hana, if he wants out, and he can insist Shimon to take his field next door because it's kaifin on midas sadaim. What's the chiddush of chay pashut? So what? He's going to go, that's a what? But he wants out. Well, if you recall, there's a chazanish that we were machadish with the Shevet Halevi that said that the halacha in the previous Raman, Sif Gimel, when the Ramah had a case, when there were a bunch of shutim, four shutim together, and two won out, and they want to stick the other two to remain behind together, the chazanish was machadish, she was machadish, that the whole Ramah is talking about with the two initial guys who won out, are a yesh bei kadei chaluka. But if they would also be an ein bei kadei chaluka, then they can't force the other two parties to remain in b'shutzah together. Why not, Dr. Chazanish? Because hayois, that whole halach is gebait amidah sedaim, bishloim, if you have a yesh bei kadei chaluka, and you're really benefiting it, you're really going to be on your own, and you have a yesh bei kadei chaluka, you're really getting a geshmak ahana. So then you can insist on kaifan amidah sedaim. Because even though the other guys say, come on, you're hurting us, it's much better to have a big field with all four of us together. Zok the Chazanish, that's negligible. Because, Maisa, you still have a yesh bei kadei chaluka left between the two of you. And that extra teeny bit benefit of having four instead of two, even a larger field, is so minuscule, is so small, it appeals to the great hana that I have because I want out. But Zok the Chazanish, if the guy who wants out has also an ein bei kadei chaluka, and he's going against hatoiv ba'atzmusa, it's a lashon of Chazanish, he's going against what's good, because he's pulling out with an ein bei chaluka, so he really doesn't have a hana, and just because he wants out, then we reckon with the other party's chesaron, and we're not koifin on midas sadaim, and he cannot ask out, he cannot force the other two remaining partners to stay together. That's what the Chazanish says. Because we only apply the concept of Koifin Amidah Zedayim when you have a Yesh Bei Kadei Chaluka and it's a real Gevaldik Ha'anah. But if it's an Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka for you, it's not such a Gevaldik Ha'anah, we're not Koifin Amidah Zedayim. Because it's not Midah Zedayim. You don't have so much Ha'anah, and I might have a Shtikul Chasarin, so we're not Koifin. So L'chari, Loit the Chazanish should come out here too, this Ma'a should be Geshmak. Loit the Chazanish should come out that only if Reuven was a Yesh Bei Kadei Chaluka, and he has a Gevaldik Ha'anah, so then he could tell Shimon, Koifin on Midah Zedayim, you take your western side next to your field. But if Reuven would also be an Ein Bei Kadei Chaluka, he wouldn't be able to ask out. Because Shimon would say, come on, it's much better to have a larger property, B'shutfis. No, maybe we're attached there probably 7 yards, and here we have a shutfis of much more. Or maybe next is only 3 yards, and together, maybe it's more kedai for me to stay b'shutfis with you. and have even more of a chelek. And nevertheless, shtei tahalacha, zokter Rama, koifin amidah sinai. You have a right to be koifin, even though you have an ein bekadei kaluka. Like the Chazon Ish, Reuven who's walking out with ein bekadei kaluka could say, your no is not such a no, and my chesaron is a chesaron. No way. There's no koifin amidah sinai here. And you see in the Rama Feket, I just want to bring out on that lechayitz a raya, not like the Chazon Ish. You see that the past koifin amidah sinai, even when the guy who wants that is ein bekadei kaluka, because who cares ein bekadei kaluka? I'm telling him how he should do. It's kenegat musay atoif. He feels it is good to be out. So for him, it's ano. And for me, there's no concern because I could be attached next door. So mameli, a kaifan amida sadoim. And Reuven has a right to be chaylik. I say, loyte chaznish, we have a hate for the sma maybe. But la aloch, we have a yad ramah, we have a shashanes yankiv. All right, a good tovach, Rabbi Sain.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.